Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today on our program, we have two very special guests, BC, who was with us last week, who is a missionary from Nigeria, West Africa, and also Rebecca Nierad, who has served with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a summer missionary for many years. And I'm just so glad that you're both are able to be here. So thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, both of you, even though in one sense, literally, you are have been worlds apart, you both have something in common. You both serve with CEF as summer missionaries. So I was wondering if you can just share with our listening audience, we talk about that a lot in our program about being a summer missionary, but what does that look like exactly to be a CEF summer missionary teaching Friday clubs? What does that look like?
I would describe a CEF summer missionary as a traveling vacation Bible school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
An aficionado of fun games. A bearer of the good news.
Okay. So basically, just like what a VBS is, it's the 5-day club is like a VBS on wheels. So what would you say, BC? How would you describe what a CF summer missionary looks like?
To me, I see it as outreaches to places possibly that you can't ordinarily go, you right. know. I see it as spreading the gospel further. Far and wide, if I may use that word.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, like, instead of come and see, you know, come to a certain place, we go and tell.
You go there.
And we go to them, yeah.
Yeah, and with the summer missionary, you go beyond your comfort zone. You go beyond where you live. You go to another part of the state, you know. We cover, like, three cities mm-hmm. almost every day, yeah.
Wow.
So you're actually reaching out, projecting the gospel beyond where you would normally have.
So, Rebecca, just give us an idea, just for like this week, what are the different clubs that you're doing just like in this week?
In this week, we're going to Lincoln, Illinois.
Okay.
And we're going to a park here in Peoria.
Okay. And you went to Lincoln this week, but then what are some other cities that you guys have been to? So I know you went to like Bloomington, I think.
Yes, I was in Bloomington. We're both in Washington as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys get around.
We were also in Rome.
And that's Rome here in the United States.
Rome
in Illinois.
Yeah.
So what does a typical 5-day club consist of, Rebecca? So you just go and say hi to the children. Is that all you do? What do you do?
No, we show up and get set up and we start a high octane game, what we call. My favorite is the parachute.
Oh, yeah. The kids love that.
Kids love that, yeah. And during club time, we have exciting songs, a Bible story, prayer teaching, memory verse, missionary story, a review game, and it's all tied together by what we call our word up, our main teaching for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we have our hangout time, which is kind of a relationship building time, and it's different every day. There's a day we do the wordless book bracelets and just kind of get to know the kids.
So any way we can share with them the gospel, that's what we want to do. Because a lot of these children that come to Friday Club, they are not from a church background at all.
Hmm.
And that's also one of the keys, or I should say the secret of Friday Clubs. It's not a secret, but that, you know, sometimes you may have a hard time that family allowing their child to go to a church, but they're more comfortable in them going to a backyard. Hmm. But of all the different components of a Friday Club, what would you say is your favorite, BC?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
One of my favorite is the games.
Really? I thought she'd say the Bible lesson.
That's what I thought, too.
Now, what about you, Rebecca? What's your favorite part of Friday Club?
Oh, it's so hard. I really love the missionary story. I'm very partial to Ringu.
Oh, yes. That is
actually
excellent.
The truth of the matter is every part of it is very important. Every part of it is so good. Mm. For me, games, because we don't emphasize games in Nigeria so much.
Right.
We're into gospel, you know. But games, it's the games here. They're so clean. They're fun. The children are happy. Actually, each time I have games with the children, I have a picture of heaven.
Mm.
Because I think heaven's going to be like that.
Playing, you know, with
children,
the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, water games, whatever game, just having fun, you know. So that is important. But of course, again, the gospel, because we've seen the gospel transform lives. I've seen here, and you know, for me, I'm not used to 5-day clubs, but I'm used to weekly clubs. So when you see children's lives being transformed over a long period of time, of course it's expected, because they keep coming to hear the gospel. But when you're in a 5-day club, and between the first day and 5 days, you see a transformation in the lives of the children. That is amazing to me.
That's the power of the gospel.
That is so amazing. And I've seen that again and again in our 5-day clubs. And it's the power of the gospel.
Mm.
So the gospel beat, the Bible lesson is also very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the mission. Actually, every part of the 5-day club is powerful.
Well, we'll just keep it all. So that's good to know. So I just, you know, Rebecca, you've been serving, I think, 6 summers. I mean, that is just amazing. I mean, you just keep coming back. And you did it in high school, and then you kind of took a little break there, and then you came back, you know, when now as an adult, and you have a family of your own, but you bring your children with you sometimes, but you are there teaching God's word. How have you seen the ministry of CF impact your life, or even the life of your family?
I've heard both you and Jill share this sentiment, and I feel the same way, that serving with CEF helps keep me on the straight and narrow.
Okay.
And there's accountability among the staff. It's a Christian environment, unlike where I work during the year. And the fellowship, the staff devotions, the praying together with and for each other, it's just been very special to me. Mm-hmm. And then my own kids have been at Camp Good News this summer at 2 different times. And I was praying for my oldest, Emily, that after she went to wilderness camp, that she would come home changed in a positive way. And I did see some change in her attitude. And Michaela, the other night, after you asked me to do this, I think it was Saturday night. Yeah, she came home on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, she asked me right at bedtime, she said, "Mom, what does it mean to believe?" And with CEF training, I was prepared for this kind of question. And she asked me to pray for her, and then she prayed herself. She's 6 years old, and she prayed something like this. She said, "God, I know I'm a sinner. Please help me believe." And that just, oh, it still gets me when I think about that. And I'm praying that she gets unstuck on whatever her problem with the belief is. But I pray that God will answer that in the affirmative.
Well, that makes it worth it all, doesn't it? Oh, that's just amazing. And so, I mean, you've led many children to the Lord, but to lead your own child to Christ, I mean, that, praise the Lord. That,
yeah.
You know. So I know that there's so many things that we can talk about, but I was just wondering if you each can share with me just how you have seen specifically the power of the gospel changing the lives of children. I was thinking about that Bloomington Club. Can you share this maybe just...
Not just the Bloomington Club.
Yeah.
So many of the clubs. Okay, Bloomington Club is special because I would say 90% of the children are of other faiths, other religion, because it's an Indian club. So some of the children are from Buddhists, Hindus, Islam. Well, I don't know if Islam, but other religions anyway. And each year we've seen so many of those children accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Just last week we had 13 of them.
Wow.
Accept Jesus as Lord.
And it was
Savior.
A big club. You had like 70
about
children.
51 children.
Oh, 51.
Last week,
I'm sorry.
And 13 or 14. Only one was a rededication. And that girl was a Buddhist girl. She had accepted Christ last year. This year, she rededicated her life again to the Lord. She's about 11 years old. So she really knows what she's doing.
Wow.
And so we have so many of those children really. You know they know what they're doing because they ask you questions. They ask you questions that shows that they have been told, they've been told something otherwise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed a proof within themselves that Christ really is the way, you know. And they come and they ask Jesus into their life, and they are happy that, you know, the Lord has heard them. They are confident. We give them Bibles. We give them, you know, things to take home and read. And that is so special. That is so wonderful. I believe, I mean, for those ones, we may not see a that itself is that itself, seeing Buddhist children mm-hmm. come forward to receive Christ, right. that itself is something,
right?
You know, and in the other clubs where they may not be of other religions or whatever their circumstances are, I've seen children. Last year, we had a club in Bloomington, and it was a very difficult club. And that was when I got to know that the pastor actually started the church in order to reach children, I mean, families, dysfunctional families, people who had been incarcerated. So the children were so wild.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, we began to see a change in those children. Just 5 days,
wow.
club with them. And to let you know, the Holy Spirit did a real work in them. This year, we went back to that church for another 5-day club. We saw the difference has continued.
Yes, yes. Well,
in the life of those children.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's hot out there this summer. And I know that on the way over here to the radio station, you know, Rebecca, you were sharing with me, I asked, you know, how's your clubs going this week? And you said, amazing. So can you just, you know, share with us, what's so amazing about this week?
Well, on Monday, we had 2 clubs. And in both clubs, when I gave the invitation, the entire club came. So then we had to stop, split up, and talk with the kids in groups among the 3 teachers. And I haven't seen that happen ever, both clubs in one day.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. In one club. Everybody's back to the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
You still, we're getting close, but we still have this week, and we have a couple more weeks yet to go. So we're at that midway and kind of over the hump of the summer, but we're still excited because of what God has in store, because God already knows what He's going to do in the lives of those children. He is right now preparing their hearts. So I just wanted to just lift you both up to Lord. So Rebecca, how can we pray for you? Can you give us just maybe a couple prayer requests, how we can pray for you as you continue out there every day? And we don't just do 1 or 2 clubs. A lot of times we're doing 3 clubs a day. And like BC said, traveling in different cities, even in the same day. And then BC, if you can share a prayer request too. So Rebecca, if you can share a couple, and BC, and then we will close.
Okay. I would say pray for the children's hearts to be turned around by the good news. And for me and other teachers, as teachers, to teach God's word accurately. And I praise Him for His provision of protection so far, especially on the road with the construction and everything. I have found that very stressful driving in that. And I thank God that man plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps.
So. God's in control. He is sovereign.
Amen.
And what about you, BC? What prayer request do you have?
Well, I pray for my country, Nigeria. There are about 2 million internally displaced people in Nigeria right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that these villages are overrun by Islamic terrorists. And it gets to a point, they ask people, if you say you are Muslim, then we'll let you leave. But if you're a Christian, I mean, they're killing so many people.
Yes.
So I would just want to pray that God will bring an end to the terror that has come into our country.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a prayer request for here, for your ministry here, for 5-day clubs? You have one for that?
Yes, that the Lord will continue to fill up with His Spirit and let us speak in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, not just repeating words, but the Holy Spirit really ministering life to the children through us.
You know, I've just been looking at the book of Acts, and it says in Acts 6:4 that the apostles gave themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And that is what you are doing, giving yourself to the ministry of the word. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. And I do ask that you would just take a moment right now, wherever you're at, and to just lift up BC, Rebecca, and the summer ministers of CEF as they continue to share in the ministry of the word to the children, the boys and girls here in Illinois.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.